Butter, butter, butter. It makes everything better. There's something transcendent about simple buttered toast. Sprinkle a little sea salt on top and it's heaven. The only thing that could make butter even better is to make it yourself using the best cream you can find. The satisfaction of watching the transformation from cream to golden buttery goodness will make your heart swell with pride, I promise. It's hard to describe how something so simple can make you feel like the domestic god or goddess you are. Even more gratifying is that making butter is incredibly easy and can be done in about 6 minutes flat. Try your best to find really good, local, non-homogenized, and not ultra-pasteurized heavy cream. I've been buying a lot from an Athens dairy called Snowville Creamery. Their cream is available at the Clintonville Co-op, the Greener Grocer in the North Market, a few Kroger stores around town, and at the midweek Pearl Alley Farm Market downtown. You can make your very own sweet cream butter with a mixer, blender, or food processor, or with a bowl and whisk if you have superior arm muscles. Just put a cup of cream in a mixing bowl and mix away. Don't wander too far because the process will probably surprise you by its speed. You can see the cream turn to whipped cream and then lumpy whipped cream, and then all of a sudden it turns from white cream to yellow butter separated from buttermilk. The buttermilk will splash out. This will be your clue that the butter is forming if you have walked away. Strain the buttermilk off and whisk the butter just a little longer until it has whipped together. At this point, you can add salt if you'd like to. I like really salty butter, especially if it's good, crunchy sea salt. Place the butter in a fine mesh sieve and give it a little rinse and consume as quickly as possible. I promise it won't take long. We've run out of time. I could talk about butter forever, but I promise one of these days we'll discuss the miracle of a cultured butter. I hope I've inspired you to try your own hand at butter making. Of course, be sure and save that buttermilk. Combine it with an equal part of mayo, tons of fresh herbs, a pinch of garlic, and salt, and voila, delicious salad dressing. From RestaurantWidow.com, I'm Lisa the Waitress, and you've been listening to In Season with Lisa on WCRS LPFM 102.1 and 98.3, Columbus Community Radio.